Caution, the Mark Unger Show contains adult content intended for an adult audience. And besides that, he's really weird. Welcome to the Mark Unger Show with national marriage speaker and author of Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage, Mark Unger. This is your source for practical, down-to-earth marriage advice without all the over-spiritualization or romantic nonsense. And now the host of the Mark Unger Show, Mark Unger.
Wild with the delirious joy. They have joined the Mark Unger Show, the show that deals with all things concerning
marriage.
Indeed.
Marriage is what brings us together today.
I am, of course, your host, the one, the only, Mark Unger. Joining me as always, the very lovely and charming Diane Brierley. And, of course, the incredible Ross Allen Skorshevsky.
Good morning.
Engineering the show with his espresso in hand. Engineering the show, as always, the very talented but eerily creepy Timothy Robert Ray. Engineer extraordinaire, pushing buttons, twisting knobs, and trying to stay awake during the production of this show. This is the show that handles all of your marital challenges, relational conundrums, and dating dilemmas that you email to us at askask@markgungor.com. This is how the show works. You get to stay totally anonymous. Nobody knows who you are. We, in turn, then are brutally honest. This show is about brutal honesty, okay? Whereas virtually every other show in Christendom is overly sensitive to how you feel about things, this show is the exact opposite. We don't care how you feel. It's the premise of the program. But in all fairness, we don't know who you are. And some other people get upset.
Mm-hmm.
They get more upset than the people who actually
write
a
song. You're too mean to that guy who wrote into you.
Nobody knows who they are. And they know the premise, unless they're not listening to the opening of the show, which we say every single time. This is about brutal honesty. If you'd like to know what people really think when you're not in the room, email us. We'll tell you. Mm-hmm. We don't care. We just... And everything's just got, how you feel about everything. So, this show is fairly new to the broadcast world.
Mm-hmm.
And our premise is always, because the show's been on the internet for years. And then all of a sudden, all at the same time, we started getting contacted by broadcasters. Mm-hmm. Radio and television shows, people listening and watching right now, fairly new to them, who say, we want to carry your show. And I always say, have you listened to the show?
Are you sure?
And they say, oh, yeah. And we, oh, I always doubt them, because they've seen my DVDs
right.
And they've seen other things.
That's very different.
Yeah, but there's a very controlled, this show, there's no control. I said, have you actually? And they said, well, yeah. And I said, okay. So our premise has always been, it's not if we'll eventually get canceled, it's when. This has always been our premise because I've always doubted that people can handle this.
We should get a pool going.
And So anyway, so sure enough, the show's broadcasting now, and we're having a lot of fun with it, and lots of people are listening to it. But sure enough, some complaints are already coming in. Which, by the way, if you do like the show and you'd like to see us not get canceled, call your station or email them or write them and say,
I like
the psycho. I like that psycho guy. It's fun. It's great to listen to. Truth straight up without all the emotional blah blah blahs and stuff like that, because it's always people who don't like who are always the loudest whiners.
Mm-hmm.
So as predictable, they've already gotten of course, I'll hand it to the broadcaster. So far, they just have smiled and said, yeah, we get it, because they knew this was going to come. Because again, you can't do something as different as long as everything's exactly the same.
Yeah,
and if you notice, almost every teaching show on television and radio is almost exactly the same. I mean, the guy changes. He has a little bit of a twist, but there's a very soft, la, 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 and everybody's very careful about everyone's feelings about everything. And I thought, well, how about we be different than that? How about we do a show that just, you take the feelings out of it, and you just talk about the truth, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Again, nobody knows who they are. We never hear their voice. We don't even tell what city they're from. We will, on occasion, tell what country they're from.
Right.
So, assuming
and generally, if they tell us what country they're from and it's from far away.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, if they're from you know, Africa. Okay, yeah. We'll tell people, you know, so if, yeah. I guess if you can figure out where on the continent they're coming from, I guess that might be a possible revelation, you know. So, again, I don't know how else to make it clearer to people mm-hmm. that this is how the show works. And it's just a chance for us to discuss in brutal frankness and challenge people about some of the decisions they're doing concerning marriage and relationship. The reason people are so messed up today is because we keep doing really incomprehensibly, immeasurably stupid things. Anyway, some of the complaints, because I got, you know, the stations will let me know. Try yes. to keep, say, let me know, because I want to know. You know yes. what I'm saying? The complaints that are coming in so far is that this show isn't very Christian.
Not very Christian.
Yeah, or it's not Christian.
Awesome.
Now, I think, well, what does that mean? I mean, we are Christians.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a pastor of a Christian church. We believe in the Word of God. Mm-hmm. We believe Jesus was born of a virgin, mm-hmm. the Son of God, crucified on the cross, yep. raised on the third day, uh-huh. sitting at the right hand of the Father, will come again to judge the living and the dead, and of his kingdom there will be no end. I mean, I don't know what else you can say.
We're not quoting enough scripture, are we?
I don't know. We're Christian. But I think what they mean by that is it's not nice.
A touchy-feely.
It's not nice. Therefore, because they equate Christianity with niceness, mm-hmm. which is part of the problem, because we have so wussified the Christian message.
Mm-hmm.
The truth of the matter is, we always say that phrase, you know, what would Jesus do?
Mm-hmm.
What would Jesus do, okay? Well, how would Jesus answer some of these emails? So I want to take, we're gonna take a break, our first break. And when we come back, I want us to do, what would Jesus say on his show?
Okay.
Okay? And just to give you a little, because I don't think people have a clue of what Jesus really said. The only parts of the gospel you ever hear talked about in churches are the, you know, the woman at the well or any of the warm and fuzzy moments. Mm-hmm. But overwhelmingly, it was the opposite. And most pastors never talk about it. Most people never read it. You know, it's amazing how many people claim to be Christians and have never read the Bible.
Right.
Their idea of read the Bible is I read pieces of the Bible, but they've never actually read it. They never even read, you know, forget the Old Testament. That's that's a long chore. At least read the New Testament. Right. Read the Gospels. Are you reading it? I want you to hear what Jesus would say. At least let's pretend. You get to write in to the Jesus show. Dear Jesus.
What would Jesus say?
And what would Jesus say on his show? And we will do that fun little exercise when we come back right after this break.
Attend Mark's Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage event. Visit laughyourway.com for upcoming dates and locations.
Mark Gunger Show. Actually, you're listening to Jimmy Bratcher as we come out of the break. Jimmy Bratcher at jimmybratcher.com. Okay, so we're going to do a little exercise because we've had some comments that this show is not
Christian. Exercise is a good thing.
This show is not Christian. It's not mm-hmm. Christian. Some people have contacted us and said, this show's not Christian.
Mm-hmm.
Primarily because they don't like the fact that we're very strong and very open and direct with the truth. So let's pretend that Jesus has his own show.
Jesus.
And to make it simple, we will limit our responses based on just the Sermon on the Mount. Okay, so Matthew 5, 6, and 7. So for those of you who can't add very high, that's only three chapters. And you can at least go look and see if I'm...
Right.
You know, if I just
double
start quoting,
check.
If I start quoting stuff from all over the Bible,
right.
they're going to get overwhelmed. Ah, yeah. Okay, so this is simple. All you got to do, go look at Matthew 5, 6, and 7. That's all. And see if what we're about to say is true. Okay? So let's pretend someone's writing an email to Jesus' show, and Jesus is talking.
Yes.
What would Jesus say on his show? How Christian would Jesus be? Because I think a lot of people would get mad because Jesus wouldn't be very Christian,
right.
even though he's Christ.
They wouldn't like his show
They wouldn't like his show either, is my premise.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So roll with us on this, people.
Bring it!
Some of you have to concentrate for a minute. Only Lord knows who's going to tune in the middle of this.
I'm excited for this, quite frankly.
All right. So, dear Jesus, I'm really involved with my church, mm-hmm. and I love your show, but I can't help but notice other women all the time, and I kind of fantasize, you know, about having sex with these women and stuff. But the reality is, I mean, I understand everybody does that, and you know, there's nothing really wrong with that, right? Because I mean, everybody does
every
it.
Every man does it.
Everybody can't help but do it, you know. So, is that okay? You know, I mean, I see the girls up there leading worship, and pretty soon I'm looking at their hoochie mamas and going, you know, but that's okay, right? Okay, I mean, because that's not a bad thing, is it? Signed, Fred from Albuquerque.
Yes.
All right. On Jesus Show, they actually say the name and where they're from. See, I don't even say that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jesus doesn't keep him anonymous.
So Jesus says, "Dear Fred, you're committing adultery." Well, that's not very Christian.
That's not very nice.
That's not very nice. Well, everybody doesn't do it. That's the thing you don't want to hear. And by the way,
well, he said he fantasizes. He didn't actually do it.
Well, he didn't really do it. He just thought it.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't judge people for their thoughts.
You can't control what you think.
You can't control what you think. Oh, for heaven's sakes, is that ever non-Christian? What a non-Christian thing to say. Which is hard to understand because he's Christ, but how Christ could be non-Christian, I don't know. But so he said, you're committing adultery. You can't, if you so much as look at a woman and fantasize lustfully after, you have committed adultery with her already in your heart. Mm-hmm. Well, that's not very nice. All right, next writer. Dear Jesus, you know, I married this man who just really, he doesn't meet my emotional needs. And I really feel it's God's will for me to get rid of him and marry another man in the choir who's very nice to me. We're just very excited that, you know, this is God's will for us. And what do you think?
I bet she really has peace in her heart about it and has prayed and feels like God has released her from her commitment to her husband.
Oh, yes. We've got to add that.
Yes.
Uh-huh. God, I really prayed about it, and I have peace in my heart. Okay. Mm-hmm. Signed, Susie from Chicago. Oh, Jesus would say, "Dear Susie, you're committing adultery." Mm-hmm. What? How can you say that? How can you judge me? That's not... Susie.
I prayed. You gave me this peace.
Susie. If you divorce your spouse except for sexual unfaithfulness and marry someone else, you're committing adultery. Well, you can't say that. What a tyranny. That's not a very Christian show. That Jesus show is not a very Christian show. All right. Next writer. Dear Jesus, I have a real hard time not looking at porn because I like to look at naked people. It's just, I don't understand what it is. There's something about naked people that I really enjoy. Mm-hmm. And I really like looking at nakedness. And I know God understands and God made me this way. But is that okay? What should I do? Because some people say it's not okay to look at naked. What should I do? Signed, Fred from Ohio. Jesus would say, "Dear Fred, if you're having a problem with your eyes, pluck them out of your head." Well, that's not very Christian. Well, that Jesus guy's not very Christian.
I'm just enjoying your creation.
I'm just enjoying your creation. You created naked people, and I get to look at people, and what should I do? Pluck your eyeball out of your head.
Could you be so mean?
I can't believe.
Go God, great creation.
Dear station manager, this show with Jesus on it is not very Christian, because he told someone to pluck his eyeballs out. That's not very compassionate. That's not the grace of God. All right. Next writer. Dear Jesus, I have a problem touching myself, my privates, and I really enjoy it. And some people say it's wrong for me to touch myself, but I think it's okay because God made us this way, and everyone has to masturbate. I mean, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on.
You have to. You have to.
Everybody has to. You've got to do something. Yeah. Okay. So I just want you to verify, you know, my problem with this.
The Bible doesn't say it's a sin.
Yeah, the Bible doesn't say specifically don't yank on your wangadoodle. All right. So, signed, Larry from Cincinnati. Because we know everybody in Cincinnati has this problem right now. Mm-hmm. Cincinnati.
Oh, boy. Now Cincinnati's going right in.
It's just a pretend show, folks. Follow us now. Dear Jesus, what do you think? I think Jesus would say, "Dear problem guy touching yourself, if your hand is bothering you, cut it off! Cut it off! If you're having, just take wow, that's not very mean. Christian. That's horrible. What a horrible thing for Jesus. You know. All right. Next writer.
Can one be anonymous? Because I think it'd be great thinking that they're going to get in anonymous.
Jesus knows who they are anyway.
Says, sorry.
That's right.
And calls them
That's
out
right.
on the spot.
Okay. So the next writer. Listen, I really, really love Jesus, and I'm a very committed leader in my church. I lead the youth department and stuff like that. And I got a small problem. I masturbate a lot. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just what it is. I look at porn, I masturbate. And, but you know, I just know that, when we get to heaven, it'll all be okay. Signed anonymous. And Jesus would say, "Dear Ralph from Minnesota,
you know who you are."
I know who you are.
You can okay. remain anonymous and hidden.
And, I hate to break this to you, but, not everyone who says to me, "Lord, Lord," will get into the kingdom of heaven. Mm-hmm. Okay, but only those who do the will of my Father. And I don't think you acting this way is in that category. Therefore, you're probably not going to make it anyway. Enjoy this life. So now that's just, if you doubt anything I just said, go read Matthew 5, 6, and 7. It's not that long.
It's right there.
It's a Sermon on the Mount. This is what, people, at some point, Jesus' words were so strong for people. They said, "We can't handle this anymore." Mm. We can't handle this anymore. So they left by the thousands, by the tens of thousands. It eventually got to the point where Jesus turned to, the only ones that left were was his core disciples.
Yep.
And he turns to them and says, "You guys leaving too?" And I don't think it was, "You guys aren't leaving too." You know, it's just, "Hey, you guys,
you're staying, you're going."
Yeah, you're staying, you're going. They go, "Well, where else are we going to go?" You know?
Yeah.
I mean, they didn't like him. No. They crucified him. He wasn't, now, did he show great compassion? Yes.
Yes.
Yes. But he didn't bend the rules for everybody. This show is just about, let's talk about what's right. I don't have a problem with anybody who falls short of God's standard. I don't. Most people I know, including myself, in one way or another, some of us in multiple ways, have fallen very short of God's standard. We get that. Mm-hmm. That's where grace and forgiveness comes in. We understand that. But what ticks me off is when we have twisted everything to where there is no standard. Mm-hmm. You can't really help it. Oh, it's okay. It doesn't really matter. Well, you can't help it. You know, that's what really ticks me. So we lower the bar, mm-hmm. and we make it very difficult for people to live righteous lives because we basically tell them it's impossible for them to live such a life. We'll talk more about that when we come back right after this break.
Have a marriage dilemma? Email your questions to ask@markgunger.com, and Mark can answer them during one of our shows.
No green bananas. Don't sell me no green bananas. No, no.
Listen to the Reverend Jimmy Bratcher, the Electric Rev, here on the Mark Gunger Show. Okay, so we're doing a what if, you know, what would Jesus say if he had a show? Responding to, and this is just an exercise in futility, because we're not going to convince these people.
No.
It's just for
they
my
think
own,
what they think.
For my own
sanity.
Intellectual exercise, you know.
And the amusement of others.
And, it's just, people think that Jesus was nothing but warm and fuzzy. They blatantly ignore
so meek
the,
and
the
mild.
Bulk of what Jesus said. At times was very direct, harsh, mm-hmm. and almost mean. Mm-hmm. Your eye offends, you pluck it out? What the heck is that?
That's mean.
You got a problem with your hand? Cut it off. Better to go to heaven with one hand and go to hell with two.
You never heard Jesus say you can't help it. There is no words in the Bible that he ever said, "Oh, that's okay, yeah, I understand, you can't help,
okay,
it."
Okay, so we're back on the can't help it thing. That's where we left it off. So we have today, and then the can't help it crowd are the ones who love to quote Romans, where Paul said, "Things I want to do, I can't, I don't do, and things I shouldn't do." But they don't keep reading. The contents is clear. This is debatable, but don't write me. I don't really care what you think. But in my, there's no way he's talking about after he became a Christian. That is all pre-Christ. Because when he gets done with that whole rant of how I can't, he says, who'll set me free from this miserable thing? Jesus Christ. And then he starts talking, there's now therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. And those who live by the Spirit will not fulfill the lust of the flesh.
That's right.
And he says, this is how you walk free of this. But we have Christians who still just quote that first part of Romans. Well, you just really can't do it. You really can't. You know, the Bible warns, you know, of people who will have a form of godliness, mm-hmm. but deny the power thereof. Mm-hmm. Now, for many, many years, I always struggled with that. So what does that mean, have a form of godliness, but deny the power thereof? But boy, if we don't have that today, yeah. I don't know what we...
Cause it's
we
pretty clear.
Because people literally will say, I love Jesus, I serve God, I'm involved mm-hmm. in my church, I'm an elder in my church and stuff like that, but I commit adultery and I really can't help it. And I look at porn, I really can't help it. As, you know, and what they're saying is they deny the power thereof. Yeah. It's absurd. Don't tell me Jesus can forgive me, save me, redeem me, fill me with his power and his presence. Do miracles in my life. Eventually raise my body from the dead. Jesus can do all that, but he cannot keep me from looking at porn. I don't buy that. It's absurd. The very premise is absurd. Do I hate guys that look at porn? I do not. Do I understand guys who slip and fall? Yes, I do. But don't tell me that we can't do this.
That's right.
Because that's where we deny the power. We have a form of God, but we deny the power. Everybody has to lie, cheat, steal, fornicate, feed up their girlfriends, give guys oral sex on the first date. I mean, all this stuff that people say, well, you can't help it, pastors. Really, that is what I believe the Bible is talking about. Those who claim to have a form of godliness, but they deny the power thereof. Mm-hmm. And there's no connection between doing the will of God or living. And look, I'm not an old holiness preacher where they make things that aren't. The problem with holiness, guys, is they... You know, if your hair isn't the right length, you're not holy. And if your dress is an inch above your knees, and you're not holy. And if you wear deedly bobbies on your ears, you're a Jezebel. I mean, they make you play cards, you know. They made stuff that has nothing to do with anything about holiness and absurd. Of course that's ridiculous. I reject that along with everybody else. But you can't throw out all holiness. I'm talking basic righteousness. How about we as Christians not steal from people? How about we as Christians not feed up somebody else's wife? How about we as Christians not be sitting on the internet and porn and gratifying ourselves? How about we start living the kind of life God has enabled us to do? God would never call you to do something and not give you the power to do it.
Correct.
What kind of monster is that? So we come along and we basically challenge people. Well, stop it. You don't have to live this way. Apparently, we're not very Christian.
Caution. The Mark Unger Show contains adult content intended for an adult audience.
You're listening to The Mark Unger Show, to the grooves of the Reverend Jimmy Bratcher, jimmybratcher.com. Check out his music. All right, so on the show today, we've just been talking, just kind of responding to some of the critiques, and we'll get plenty,
mm-hmm.
because we're a very different show, and we get it. We understand that. You know, it's just, I don't know, we're responding to the critique that somehow we're not Christian because we're not really warm and fuzzy. And I'm trying to point out that Jesus wasn't necessarily all that warm and fuzzy. You know, one time a lady came to him and said, she was a Gentile woman,
mm-hmm.
and said, you know, Lord, my child needs a miracle, whatever, I can't remember what it is. And he said to her, you know, it's not right to give the children's bread to the dogs.
He calls her a dog?
He calls her a dog.
Yeah.
Well, that's not very Christian.
You have yet to call anybody a dog on this show.
Anybody a dog. Seriously.
Yeah.
Well, the lady comes back and says, well, even dogs get bread from their master's table. And Jesus goes, wow, this lady's got faith. And he gives her the miracle that she wanted. Yeah. You know, I mean, by most people, by some of these people, it's not most, but the loud ones. Who, by the way, if you like the show, make sure you... let your station know, or this will be a very short-lived program, mm-hmm. which is fine. We've done this for years on the internet. We'll just go back to doing mm-hmm. it on the internet. In fact, we kind of assumed that's where it's all going to end up anyway. But in the wild outside chance that the show will actually continue mm-hmm. being broadcast, you guys who enjoy it need to call them and say, hey, we like the show. He's a little crazy, but we like the show. You know, keep airing it, you know? Mm-hmm. Because the people who don't, these are the loudest people.
Mm-hmm.
And the only charge we've gotten so far is that we're not very Christian. They're not specific. you know, they don't say that we've done anything immoral or unrighteous. It's right. just that we're not very nice. Yes. You have to be nice. And I point out that Jesus was frequently in that category of not nice. How much not nice do you got to be? Talk about never compassionate. Jesus said, broad is the way that leads to destruction, mm-hmm. and many go that way. Narrow is the road that leads to life, and few there be that find it. Well, that's pretty radical, because people today think, well, most of everybody goes to heaven. In fact, there's other people who say there's no one goes to hell. Yeah. We've got other people teaching there is no hell.
God doesn't send anyone to hell.
But when you read Jesus, he says, well, actually, most people wind up in hell.
Mm-hmm.
Wow! I mean, so again, it's inconsistent to say I'm a follower of Christ and then ignore the teachings of Christ. I don't want to advocating being mean, harsh, or nasty to people. You know, this show is about just getting to the truth in the absence of feelings, okay? Jesus, the people who would come and repent, Jesus was very compassionate.
Yes.
He was great at saying, I do not forgive you.
I do forgive.
I do forgive. No, I do not forgive. Mark Kirkham, I said, no. No, I do forgive you. But then he says, go and sin no more.
Yeah.
Now, the church is great at the first part of it.
Yeah. Forgive you.
We do not condemn you. What we're terrible at is the second part. Go and sin no more. We basically say that we can't help but sin anymore.
Yeah.
You got to do it over and over. Everybody's got to masturbate. Everybody's got to look at porn. Everybody's got to cheat on their husband. Everybody's got to cheat on their wife. Everybody's got to get divorced when they're not happy. This is our message. That is where we're talking about. We have a form of godliness, but we've denied the power. We're saying we can look like Christians, and we can claim to be Christians, but we cannot live a Christ-like life because nobody can do it. And that's really almost the message that some churches are teaching today. Now, we don't hate anybody. I don't have a problem with anybody who's made mistakes. I don't. I can't think of anybody. I got all kinds of people work for me. Diane, she's been married 37 times to 40 different guys, which is really hard when you figure that out.
Must have married one more than once.
She had to marry a couple at the same time.
Guys, forget
okay.
it.
I mean, all kinds of people have made mistakes, you know, before coming to Jesus. Good Lord. Want to hear my list of sins? The show's not long enough. I mean, we've done terrible. And I know Christians who were walking with God and then did horrible things. I've never condemned them. I immediately get it, you know. Whenever I hear about some pastor who went out and he started boinking some bimbo somewhere, I never get angry at that.
Right.
I immediately think, oh man, but for the grace of God, there goes me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm not condemning these. I'm not nasty to these guys. I get a chance, talk to them, and try and restore them. You know, neither do I condemn you, but go and sin no more. Where's that message in Christianity? So what we basically have set up is a version of Christianity where we claim to be believers in Christ, but the idea that you can live above the controlling power of sin is absurd to people. So we've denied the power. And I think it's very dangerous. So anyway, you know, it's like the lady who writes us, you know, I got this great boyfriend. He's wonderful. He's an MOG, you know, and I remember stopping because everybody uses these you know, letters to describe of texting. I said, what's an MOG? Well, it's a man of God. He's a real man of God. Okay, so she's excited because she's dating this boy. He's a real man of God. And then as passing, he does have a real porn problem.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what the heck kind of man of God is this?
Those are sort of inconsistent with each other, people.
I said he's not an MOG. He's an MMOG. He's a masturbating man of God, which makes him not a man of God in the first place. We should have t-shirts. Don't be an MMOG.
Yeah.
For heaven's sakes. But people don't even blink an eye at this anymore. Of course you can be a real man of God and still be addicted to porn. Of course you can be a real man of God and have sex with three or four different women you're not married to. Of course you can be a real man of God and lie to you. Honestly, this is where we are. And we call this compassion and grace. That's not true compassion and grace raises us up.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says the grace of God in Timothy, the grace of God teaches us to say no to unrighteousness and to live self-controlled in godly lives. That's acknowledging the power of God. Mm-hmm. Not only can Jesus save us, not only can he give us the teachings for righteousness, but he'll empower you to do it. That's the power of the Holy Spirit. That's the fabulous thing about that. So anyway, all that to say, just because we're very direct with people, which is the premise of the show, doesn't mean we're not Christian.
Right.
Because there's a lot of part of Christianity that is, in fact, very direct.
Yes.
Very harsh.
Yes.
But not mean-spirited. It's not wicked in
not
his heart.
Hurtful.
It's not
and
hurtful.
And
no, yeah. And some people say ours is hurtful. You know, I don't know. I mean, it is what it is. We don't know who you are. I mean, there's shows that we do that we ramble and then we listen to it later and say, oh, that was really mean. And we erase.
Mm-hmm.
We
start over.
Start over again, you know. We do even have our own filters.
Mm-hmm.
But the premise of this program is, let's just talk about truth. If someone is claiming to be a man of God and has a porn problem, I challenge that. You're an MMOG. You're not an MOG. Stop. What are you doing? Mm-hmm. You know, my husband and I, you know, I'm a leader in the church. We, you know, I'm on the board and stuff. You know, I'm having an affair with somebody in the choir, but we really feel it's God's will. I rail on that. Yes. What are you doing?
Because that cannot possibly be God's will. That's inconsistent.
Pretty
with scripture.
Inconsistent. So we yell and rail at them and go after them. And apparently, some people, that's not Christian. Anyway.
Why can't you yell at that? I don't understand. Why can't
you
yell?
No. Well, Jesus goes through the temple, and these people are selling and doing. Well, I'm not sure exactly what they were doing. That was so bad. But anyway, all I know is it ticked him off. Mm-hmm. And he goes through with a whip. This is the Son of God. This is this warm, fuzzy Jesus y'all believe in. And he's whipping people. I mean, he's smacking them, man. You don't take a whip and wave at people. Hi. He's hitting people. Get out of here. And knocking over stuff and money's flying everywhere. Well, that's not very Christian. Well, you know, sometimes there's the very compassionate where you really walk people through stuff. There's other times where you just tell the truth like Jesus did in the Sermon on the Mount. And then there's times where you just take a whip to people and smack them, okay?
So we take the verbal whip.
This show is more about the whip version of it. Again, we tell you in front, nobody knows who you are. This is your chance. If you are sensitive and really want someone to really treat your concerns with the greatest of softness and concern, don't email me. Mm-hmm. Email Focus on the Family. There's a million shows out there. They're nice people, and they'll do everything in the warmest, fuzziest way. This show is intentionally about just getting to the truth with no concern for feelings. We take the feeling factor out of it. Would you do that in a normal conversation with people? Probably not. But that's the premise of this show. Anyway, for what it's worth, we will take a break, and then we'll come back and actually take a shot at one of your emails right after this.
Sign up for Mark's newsletter for your chance to win a Kindle Fire. Visit laughyourway.com.
We're back on the Mark Gunger Show after more than half the show just kind of trying to make a little bit of sense to people of why we do what we do, and that it's not being unchristian to just be very direct with people. All right, so give us a real email. What do you got?
Okay, she wants to know what's a girl to do. So after watching a former episode, I have to add this because I'm cracking up right now. The last question on this previous show was about a guy who had a sleepover with a girl and was wondering if he should now end the friendship. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I said they're not sleeping.
Yes, yeah, sleepover. Okay. And now he just
We don't have a problem with people sleeping.
Didn't quite know how to handle the situation now that this had happened, and should they be friends, and it was sort of awkward. So she says, that's exactly where I'm at with the youth pastor.
Oh, Lord.
Now, there was no oral sex.
Didn't we just read this in a hypothetical situation at the beginning of the show?
All right.
Okay. All right. Take a deep breath.
Okay.
Now, there was no oral sex, but we did make out, and my top was off.
Well, that's good. At least you have boundaries.
Well, at least you didn't get hot. I got boundaries. You didn't have oral sex.
No,
but
she
I was
said
just
they
half
didn't.
Naked.
They didn't have oral sex.
I know.
Okay.
But I was just half naked.
Okay. After a little bit of that, I finally got off of him and sat in a different room. And
oh,
he
good
left
Lord!
On
she's on top of him without a top, making out with the
youth pastor.
Is he married?
And then, no, I don't believe so. And then he finally left. She went and sat in another room, then he finally left. She said, we talked about it the next day, and we're very open with where our hearts were. He spent a month
on top of each other.
Mm-hmm. Our hearts were on top of each other. That's where your hearts are. See, it's all such BS, people. These people, you know, we can't just call it sin. We can't call it sin,
where were our hearts?
In the pit of lust, let's be honest.
No, don't say that. Well, what was you feeling? Because as long as our feelings are right, everything's okay. We'd have the standard is feelings. That's why some people don't like this show, because we don't care about your feelings. And whether or not people sin or not It's not whether or not you sin. It's just, it's in the context, well, how did we feel about the sin?
Yes.
It's okay to commit adultery as long as, well, we really feel like we care about each other. It's okay to cheat on your wife if you really feel like this new person is the person. I'm telling you, people, this is insane. Good Lord. Okay.
Okay. So apparently they were discussing whether they were going to move forward with the relationship or stay in this or not. That's what the whole hearts move were
forward.
About it.
Youth pastor. Pastor. Here's a guy who goes to Bible college.
She said he spent a month. Hindsight has shown me I gave him about 3 weeks too long. She says he spent the month praying about it and okay, chose to say no to me. I guess no to the relationship with her.
Pray about.
Okay.
This.
Okay. All right. So he prayed whether or not he should be having the.
No, I
on
think
top of him,
whether,
half naked.
Yes, because should continue in
Let
a relationship
pray.
With that.
Lord, is it okay?
No,
for
I don't
naked
know
people
if he
on
was
top of me.
Praying for that, or if he was praying for guidance, and is she the one I should bother to stay with?
Okay.
Okay. She says, yeah.
Well, then why you got her half naked?
If you're not sure you want to have a relationship with someone, why on earth are you doing that? It makes no sense to me. Then they wonder why we go off. Come on.
There's some really wonderful deals on eBay today.
Oh, how do you not go off? I mean, it's just stupidity. I'm sorry. I'll calm down. Okay, so anyway, she says, here I am serving in the church in the youth ministry.
Of course you are.
We're both on the worship team.
I'm sure you are, yes.
And we're in a small group together.
Uh-huh, of course.
I would marry this guy like yesterday, he rejected me. So where do I go from here?
Well, I don't know, sweetheart. He might have rejected you because you're easy. Maybe you ripping off your top and jumping on top of him and making out. Maybe sent the wrong signal to him.
Well, maybe he ripped off her shirt.
Maybe he ripped
off her shirt.
Oh, just can't take it. Okay.
She wants to know, do I leave the church and put myself in a place where I could be found by a guy and walk away from this friendship? I want to look at him and tell him to get his head out of his butt because he's being so dumb. We've been close friends for over 6 years. This is not the first time we've had feelings for each other.
She's mad at him because he basically used her up a little bit and tossed her to the side because he feels guilty now. He prayed about it. He feels guilty. He should feel guilty. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, now he associates her with his guilt. He associates her with immorality. Well, girl, what do you think is going to happen when you're doing this with a guy? Have a little bit more self-respect. My advice to you, go start going to a different church.
Yeah, she did ask that.
Start over again. Just start over again, and next time, don't be making out with somebody.
She did give you permission to call them idiots. She said, go ahead and call us both idiots.
I don't need permission to call you idiots.
She'll tell you anyway.
But I will pass, because that's not very Christian, apparently. Good Lord, quit. And the next, don't get half naked. How about you keep your clothes on?
How about that? How about you?
And how about you don't make out even with your clothes on?
Yeah, even then.
I wonder how many other girls this youth pastor has had this kind of experience with.
Yeah, you
I'm
know
just
what?
Curious.
You know what? You should tell your pastor. And you should tell the elders of the church. On your way out the door because you don't want to stick around anymore.
That's right.
I'm telling you, you should
could be doing this with other girls.
Oh, absolutely.
Do you think?
It's not just you. Obviously, if it was just you and he really liked you, he'd decide to stay with you. He didn't. So I'm guessing that this is a pattern.
He was making out with me and had my shirt off.
Mm-hmm. You're a youth pastor. You're
youth
leading
pastor.
Worship leader. You're in charge of the children of your church guy. Come on. I'm sorry. I'm just being mean.
I don't know what's what the heck. So she writes us. She knows the show. She knows the premise of the show. She's not upset. Now somebody else is listening thinks we're too hard on her.
Yeah.
She gets it. Stop. We do not condemn you. But go and sin no more. Stop it.
If you continue,
get
then
out
we
of that
will
church.
Condemn you.
Get the heck out of that church and get away from this guy. And you should tell the pastor and the leadership of the church what he did.
Yeah.
Straight up.
Because odds are he's not.
Because he's going to do it to other people. He's
going
to
use
other people.
One.
He's obviously got a problem. Yeah. You know.
Okay, what would Jesus say? Here we go. What would Jesus say? If this was Jesus' show, not that you are, by the way.
let's take a break. We'll take our final break. We'll be back with more right after this.
Want more of Mark? Visit markgunger.com. There you will find everything that Mark has to offer.
We're back on the Mark Gunger Show, answering your questions about love, marriage, and relationships. email from a young lady who was making out with her youth pastor, mm-hmm. naked from the top, mm-hmm. from the waist up. Mm-hmm. Then they began to pray about it.
I'm telling you, he didn't pray about that. I don't know what he prayed about, but she made it seem like he prayed about whether or not they were going to stay in and make a relationship.
Well, then how about he not get girls half naked until he knows that ahead of time? And even then, you shouldn't do it then.
But I mean, how about you don't get her naked till, oh yeah, your wedding night? How about that dude? This isn't the dude, it's the girl. She's not even listening to
it. Maybe he didn't get her. Maybe she did it.
Maybe it was a little bit of both. They're both responsible.
Maybe.
And here's the end. People will say things like, well, the Bible doesn't say, there's nothing wrong with that. There's no place in the Bible that says you can't get your girlfriend half naked from the waist up. It doesn't. There's no place in the Bible that says you can't look at porn and masturbate. There's no place in the Bible that says you can't feed up your girlfriend. But back up a little bit. Jesus said, if a man even looks at a woman improperly, he's committing sin in his heart. When you start with the premise of don't even think about it, it doesn't have to list all the possibilities.
No. Anything right. beyond that?
The Bible doesn't say you can't have oral sex with your boyfriend. Or the Bible doesn't say you can't sleep naked at night with your boyfriend. The Bible doesn't, it doesn't say a million versions. It doesn't have to. Mm-hmm. Jesus said, don't even think about it. And Paul says, if you're not married, don't even touch her. That pretty much wraps up everything. Right. But no, we have pastors. Pastors! Making out with the girl and getting her half naked. And her first celebratory is saying, well, we didn't have oral sex. Mm-hmm. Well, good for you.
But I'm half naked.
I'm half naked.
On top of him.
Making out, but I didn't have oral. Okay, well, good. She showed some restraint. Or he showed some. I don't know who restrained
who. She did. She said she finally went and got off and went and sat in another room. And then he left.
And then she's still in the same church and they're worshiping on the worship team.
That would be a little awkward, I think.
Which, by the way, I don't know if I dare even bring this up.
Uh-oh, careful.
Just because you're on a worship team doesn't make you spiritual. Mm. That's a pet peeve of mine. Just because you can sing does not make you spiritual. There are so many people who think because they're on the worship team or they're in the choir because they sing, it makes them spiritual. That'll make you spiritual. Mm-hmm. What does it mean? It means you can sing. That's all it means. Yeah. There are lying, cheating pieces of caca in choirs. Mm-hmm. And they just happen to be able to sing.
That's a can of worms.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, my goodness. They think because they can worship and raise their hand, their spirit will make you spiritual.
If you're out fornicating.
If you're fornicating, you're not if you're committing adultery, if you're screwing the choir director, if you're feeling up the girl next to you during the pastor's sermon, good Lord.
Maybe that's why they think it's not very Christian, because you use the word screwing. What? Maybe that's it.
Maybe it's the language
that you're using.
I don't know.
Because not many Christians say screwing, you know.
Well, what else do you call it?
That is what it is. They're not. That is one of my pet peeves when people say, well, we're making love. No, you're not.
Or we're sleeping.
You're fornicating.
We're sleeping together.
Yeah.
Well, I don't have a problem with you sleeping. I don't think God has a problem with you sleeping. They're not sleeping.
That's right.
But we use phrases like we made love.
It just softens it.
Or we slept together. Or, you know, they just don't want to say, you know.
I had a relationship.
I was being a hoe.
Oh, yeah, that's not very Christian either. Ho, ho, ho. I'll tell you.
Well, if your version of a Christian is just not saying certain words, then okay, then I'm not your version of Christian.
That's right.
Goodness great. How about we make a version of Christian actually fight for righteousness? Here's the thing. That, you know, you got a great point. There'll be more people upset because I said, don't screw your boyfriend mm-hmm. and use the word screw than the fact that they're doing what they're doing.
Well, I asked during the break, I wonder what these people that are saying it's not a Christian show, how would they answer this? What would they say to this girl? What would they say to this youth pastor? What would they say?
Oh,
I'm very curious.
Know. Well, you know, it probably shouldn't have happened and you probably need to be more careful and, you know, blah, blah, blah. I don't know. Who knows? I don't care.
Don't know.
This show isn't about what they think. It's about what I think. They get their own stinking shows.
That's right.
But we got people who get more mad because I'll use vernacular. Mm-hmm. Like someone having an affair. I say, you're boinking some bimbo.
Yeah.
Well, I can't believe it. That's not very Christian. He said boinking a bimbo. That's not. So they're more upset about me saying the word boinking a bimbo than the youth pastor actually boinking the bimbo.
Right. There's
it's
something
a form
wrong.
Of godliness, but it denies the power thereof. We become Pharisees. We start straining at gnats and swallowing camels. Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness gracious. And then we wonder why we're such a mess. So unless you're the kind of show on Christian television, Christian radio that uses a certain type of talk and a certain this, that, or the other, then apparently you're not Christian, even though you're obviously clearly Christian. That's not Christian to them. So anyway, it is what it is. We'll see if we're still on the air in a month or two from now. Well, you know, I don't know. Just, I'm not going to not sleep about it tonight. We're going to be who we are, and we're going to try and fight for righteousness. And we're going to do it in a way I think everybody understands. And if some little church ladies and churchmen get all out of whack because we don't use the vernacular or aren't as sweet as they think we should be, well, it's too bad. If you like the show, let your station know. See ya!
Bye, bye, boys!
Have fun storming the castle!